This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Folks, we're going to jump right into this. We have a lengthy agenda today. We're going to visit with Guy Williams, president of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. We'll talk about Chairman Powell's speech last week, and also we'll talk about health savings accounts changes that you want to be aware of. HUD makes changes that may help create some additional housing. At noon, the governor, Jeff Landry, will join us about the Roseland plant explosion. Check in with us, and you'll be able to hear directly from the governor as to what is happening. Joe Geruso joins us at 11:30. In light of the upcoming mayoral election, we wanted an opportunity to talk about the status of the city budget. We'll do that at 11:30. We'll visit with Mark Earhart, president of the Earhart Group, and we'll talk about the 20th anniversary of Katrina and some of his experiences and memories. And joining us right now is Mike Strain, commissioner of the Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning. How are you?
We're doing well. Mike, I just wanted to... My research on Smitty Supply reveals that they produce oil, grease, lubricants, hydraulic fluids, aviation oil, windshield wiper fluid, charcoal lighter fluid, de-icer fluid, exhaust fluid, antifreeze, just to name a few. Somewhere between 9 and 11 million gallons stored on that facility. It was amazing that there were no injuries there. They do produce this for private labels, their own, called Super S, as well as others. They have production facilities in both Vicksburg, Mississippi, Hammond, Indiana, and warehouse storage facilities in Shreveport and Jasper, Texas. Big company, one of the largest privately held fluid companies in the United States. Now let's get to the task at hand. I was told that you were out on the scene this past weekend assessing agricultural impact as a result of the explosion. What did you find?
Yeah, so on Saturday morning, and bear in mind, you know, that it was still burning, we were on scene, on site. And so, you know, we start off in the southern areas looking at those farms. We didn't see a lot of contamination, very minimal ash in to the south. Apparently, most of the ash, and you really have to follow the weather patterns as established by the National Weather Service to see, what you know, the direction of the wind. What happened is that, you know, during... the firefight, and you know, as this was really raging, there was a thunderstorm, a tremendous thunderstorm that came in that rained heavy rain and heavy wind through the plume, and that brought down contaminants down to the ground level. So you have seen the pictures, your state police cars and others, you know, with the oil in there, and we know that there is contamination of the Tangipahoa River. We are working very, very closely with our farmers. I've been in contact, of course, with DEQ. I was there with President Robbie Miller there at the emergency center. And we've traveled, you know, in the direction outside of the plume and also within the plume, looking at the levels and looking for to see if there was ash, if there was oil. And so our steps are, one, you know, working with DEQ. We'll be working with them. And the good news is from the mammals, the mobile air monitoring systems, you know, they're testing the air for air quality. Also, though, we are going to be working with DEQ as we identify what particular compounds we need to be looking for. And then from that, we will start, you know, testing. One, we'll be looking at, you know, any types of vegetables in those areas that were within a radius of the plant. And on the vegetable farms, there was very, very minimal ash. Now, my understanding is that there may be more, or probably is more, on pasture lands where there are cattle and dairies. I spoke in person to Dr. Ralph Abraham. He's a colleague of mine, and working on, you know, what we need to be testing as far as if we need to be doing milk testing. We'll be working with DEQ for soil testing. So there's so many compounds, and I'm studying now the what's called the MSDS sheets, material safety data sheets, which list every compound. And those were immediately available that was there. And so when we, if we're dealing with just, as we call them, volatile hydrocarbons, you know, diesel, oil, that sort of thing, we have experience with that. When you start looking at all the other compounds, the question is that, you know, what is in the fallout? And then from there, what do we test for? And then what the recommendations are. We're telling everyone, you know, if there's obvious contamination, you know, and, you know, if you're going to go wash your car, you know, wear a mask when you wash your car. If there's obvious contamination of your pets, then go ahead and wash them. You can use Dawn, but only use Dawn once. Don't wash them multiple times with Dawn. You need a pet shampoo and one without an insecticide, a regular pet shampoo, so don't dry the skin out. On livestock, again, you know, you can rinse them. What we found is that with water and a little bit of soap, this is readily moving down. Now, the question is, and I'm getting the calls, what do we do with pasture? We're going to work on a best recommendation. With simple hydrocarbons, oil, for instance, crude oil, you know, for soil remediation, we use gypsum. We've used that in the past, and that is the recommendation because it will bind and help create an environment where the microbes in the earth will break up, you know, most of those hydrocarbons. Where we are now, we don't think we're going to have much rain until maybe Friday. And so what I'm telling people, if they're looking at their pastures, do not get out there. Do not get out there and start cutting that grass. Let the sun shine. We'll go in and we'll, you know, hopefully volatilize any oil that's there. And then we will see after the rains what the recommendations may be, whether or not to just go ahead and mow that down, and then whether to leave it or to burn it or what we're going to do. You know, normally, you know, you can use hay to soak up oil, but then that hay is transported to a landfill. But there's, you know, the size and the scope of this is such that we can't, you know, just we can't cut all the grass in this entire region and bring it to a landfill. And so, one, we're telling everyone, wear a mask. Number two, you know, just leave it, don't, you know, leave those pastures alone. And we're going to be working, one, to test the land, to test the pasture, to test the cattle, to test the milk, and to test the crops.
Mike, we're visiting with Mike Strain, Commissioner of the Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. When you mentioned the material data test sheets, I think one of the shortcomings of that, and I just love to hear your reaction to this, is that when you're mixing this multitude of what I just ran through, a short list of items that were produced at that facility, do we really know what the impact is when you mix? This is like, it reminds me of jungle juice in our high school days where, you know, you'd mix about 70 different alcohols in a 55-gallon drum, you know. So, what is the outcome?
So the outcome is, and we're working with DEQ, and they're going to be working with a number of different labs, taking samples and analyzing those samples and seeing what's in those samples, so that we have a better understanding of the chemical mixtures we're looking for. And so in this particular case, where you have a number of different chemicals, right, many different chemicals that are now commingled in a fire, and then, you know, and there's, and some of that was vaporized, We have to know what we are looking for. But we're going to be looking really for those big ticket items that are in there, heavy metals, benzenes, those sorts of things. But once we know what to look for, then we can, you know, use our laboratories, and that's DEQ labs and potentially Department of Ag and Forestry through the Ag Chemistry Lab to look for those specific things. So our next step, and we hope to have those answers really in the next, I'm hoping 36 hours, 48 hours of what specifically we need to be looking for, because you're right. But because the first concerns, and, you know, and DEQ brought this up, is the mixing of those things to see what we have come out of that and test from there. Obvious things you're going to test for, look for heavy metals there, because, and then, you know, such, you know, benzenes and that sort of thing. But by and large, you know, pure ethylene, you know, glycol, antifreeze, you know, that burns out, oil, just plain hydrocarbon oil. But it is all the other things, and that is our main concern, and that's what we're going to focus on that as well.
We've seen a lot of video of oil and other substances, whatever it may be, that the water sampling tests reveal in the Tangipahoa River. How concerning is that? And as it makes its way south into the lake, concerns there as well?
So first, the OEP and others have said, do not, you know, stay out of the Tangipahoa River and any tributary thereof or anywhere that may be draining that region. If you see an oil sheen on any type of water, don't go in it. Now, with the Tangipahoa River, we know that there is contamination. They're trying their best to vacuum and also to put out booms. But again, this is where testing will tell us what we have to be looking for downstream. And that is a concern, because eventually, you know, the Tangipahoa River works its way into Lake Pontchartrain and then, of course, into the Gulf. And so we're hoping to contain as much as possible, but we do not have the answers yet, because we have to know. And again, with the water sampling and the appropriate lab tests will tell us what we need to be looking for downstream. And so we are actively engaged in that. And I say we, you know, the entire government is, and this is, you know, DEQ will be in the lead on this.
It's been widely reported that Smitty's supply had been found in violation of the Clean Water Act, significant non-compliance with 1,980% carbon levels above the accepted range. What does that mean exactly?
Well, you know, there are specific parameters for discharges and, you know, that and other things into the waterways and that. So, you know, that would be under the EPA and the DEQ. And they, when they go in, if there's a problem, then they are written up and fined for that. Now, I have not seen the official reports. I've read, as you have read, you know, of these violations. So I do not have the official reports to really interpret what is going on there. But I do know from what I've read that they have been fined in the past.
Is carbon a heavy metal?
No, carbon okay. Is not a heavy metal. Heavy metals, you're talking about, you know, lead, arsenic, you know, the mercury, those sorts of things. Those are what we call heavy metals, and they are pure elements. And so, and the reason that we are cautious of them, because they always remain pure elements. And one of the things that, again, we start talking about trying to bind them, find, you know, if we have to find things that will bind them to make them inert, but where they cannot, you know, then enter into the food chain and that sort of thing. So we will be testing for that.
It's been recently announced, I guess, that federally EPA is now taking over control of this event. I would assume that your office then starts working with federal EPA.
Yes, with the EPA and the DEQ. You know, when you start looking at the way
is
we
is that federal or state DEQ?
No, that would be state DEQ. We'll still work hand in hand with the EPA because it, you know, it's partnerships. Everyone works together, and so because of the size and the scope, the EPA will be stepping in, and we work very well. You know, the head of the EPA, Lee Zeldin, is a very competent person that will be working probably out of Region 6, which is based, you know, in Dallas. and they are very highly qualified, and we all will be working together synonymously. So there's not going to be any dropping of the ball. It's just that it will bring more assets to bear and that sort of thing, and you know, and may have some expertise where this may have happened in other parts of the United States.
Obviously, this weekend's a big weekend for people going out in boats in that area. I'm getting a number of texts, folks saying we were planning on going into the lake not far from where the Tangipahoa River meets. Same, what is the best advice?
Best advice is don't get in the water. You know, for now, just, you know, I'm just going to urge caution not to. Now, it is my understanding that the plume has not made it to Lake Pontchartrain, but the Tangipahoa River drains to Lake Pontchartrain. And we know that there's been contamination, and some of the reports are as far as 5 miles down. And so just, you know, now is the time to be exercise caution. Because as you say, you never get the second chance to make that first mistake. And until we know more of what we are dealing with, you know, the bottom line is, you know, you're probably, you know, on the closer to the Wrigley's over there in Lake Pontchartrain, you know, you can probably do your boating. But I would not be boating in, you know, the Tangipahoa River or at the immediate outflow of it.
Yeah. A lot of folks are trying to decide what to do relative to oil and soot that has fallen on their house, their rooftops, and otherwise. Should they wait to see what it actually is that's on their roof and determine what the best treatment is?
Yes, I do not recommend that you go out there and start cleaning that up, right? Because one, you know, if you're so compelled, wear a mask, wear gloves. You know, if you remember with British Petroleum, right, when we cleaned up the marshes, they did that in Tyvek suits. You remember that? And that was oil.
Yep.
So in this particular case, you know, more than likely we're going to get a rainstorm, which may wash the majority of it off. So the biggest concern at this point is, one, human exposure, animal exposure. So don't go out there pressure washing your house. Leave it alone, right, for now, until we have better advice coming from the EPA on what to do.
And I have to imagine they're fast-tracking that because they recognize what actually is going on here. I've talked to folks that are 15 miles away, and they were sending me videos over the weekend, you know, of oil in their car, on their roof, on the gutters, and the like.
Yes, and I know the car washes are very busy, so people have been washing their cars. But if you're going to wash your car, wear a mask. You know, just remember, don't, you know, wear a mask. And, you know, and preferably, you know, some glasses. You don't want this in your eye, and you don't want to breathe it in, whatever it may be. And I think, you know, if after it rains, you're going to see a lot less on your roof. We're going to go from there.
Yeah. Final thoughts?
Well, again, we will get through this as everything else. You know, we were, you know, 3 days ago, we were worried about, you know, it being the 20th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. You know, and so we will still continue to watch for that, but we will get through this. But again, everyone, exercise caution. Just think about what you're doing, and we will get all through this, and everyone is working together to minimize the impact now at, you know, post-explosion.
So I guess the best way to put it, no hurry right now. Just, you know, don't touch it. Don't stay around it. Don't breathe it.
Don't go out there. Don't go out there and start mowing your grass and washing your house, right? You know, hopefully we're going to get a little rainstorm, going to wash some of that away, let it volatilize, let it go up into the air. And when you do, then we need to, again, just be cautious. And again, you know, a mask is a big deal. You don't want it in your mouth. You know, wear some glasses, wear some gloves, and just be careful what you're dealing with. Just and an abundance of caution and safety.
Yep. Mike Strain, Commissioner of the Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. Thank you so much, Mike. I know you're really busy, and we really appreciate the time that you spent with us this morning. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Bye.
Thank you. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Would love to hear from you, especially those on the North Shore. If you have something to report, we'll go open lines when we come back, so stay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
With us. Folks, we're going to hear from Governor Jeff Landry as well at noon on the Roseland plant explosion. And obviously, as the executive that sits right there at the head of the first responder community from the state level that responded to that site Friday over the weekend, 90% of that fire is contained at this point in time. Obviously, everyone is aware of the runoff into the Tangipahoa River and the challenges that that's presenting as well, separate and apart from the air pollution and everything else that's going on relative to soot and oil. We've had reports here of residences as far as 15, 16 miles away. That's why I thought it was important to get both Mike Strain and the governor joining us because this is a pretty broad area, right? And there's a lot of uncertainty. When I looked at the materials that are developed there at Smitty's, oil, grease, lubricants, hydraulic oil, aviation oil, wind shear wiper fluid, charcoal lighter fluid, de-icer fluids, exhaust fluids for diesel engines, antifreeze, and the list goes on and on. That's just a sampling of what is made there under the private label Super S, and they make it other as well for other private labels that you find in these discount stores and gas stations across the Gulf South. They are reported as one of the largest privately held lubricant and oil supply companies in the United States. They have production facilities in both Vicksburg, Mississippi, as well as Hammond, Indiana, and warehouses which stores these materials in Shreveport, Louisiana, as well as Jasper, Texas. It's been reported as much as 11 million gallons of all of this stuff at the Roseland plant. And what was otherwise, you know, really amazing when you think about it, no injuries, no deaths. 450 employees, somewhere around 450 that work at Smitty's. Not sure if that's all at the Roseland plant. I've been told that's the number at the Roseland plant. A lot of folks up there live very close to that facility. A number of people that I know that live up there. In fact, the former governor had to be evacuated. He was within the 1 mile area, is reported in the news up there, and a lot of other folks as well. We'd love to hear from you, 504-260-1870 on the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We also have coming up at 11:30, Joe Geruso. And I wanted to have a conversation about the state of the state relative to the budget of the city of New Orleans. I think it's important for everybody to have a better understanding of that as we really, starting next week, I think we're really going to get into the election season. You're going to be hearing a lot of folks talking about a lot of different things, right? And in fact, you're going to see more reporting from all of the news agencies as well on this election. In fact, there's a recent report by Sophia Germer with NOLA.com about how the mayoral candidates would fix the sewage and water board. Just to give you an example, the mayor serves as the board president and appoints 9 of the 10 other board members and acts as the executive director, as outlined in this story. We've known that for a while. It's why there's been a lot of criticism directed towards LaToya Cantrell as it relates to a number of different issues. There's a new executive director. Ghassan Corbin has left, and Randy Heyman has taken the helm. He's been there for just a couple of weeks now. He comes to us, I think, from Philadelphia, if my memory serves me correct. Was running the water department there. There's going to be an opportunity for the next mayor to figure out how this relationship with this, because I think the Sewage and Water Board is actually a state agency. It's kind of a bastardized hybrid agencies within the construct of city government, which probably doesn't make much of anything any easier, right, in moving forward. And there's a lot of discussion about whether or not they have the funds necessary to actually run the Sewage and Water Board effectively, and whether or not there's enough dollars there to address the challenges that they have with the antiquated infrastructure that we know that exists because we've gone through decade after decade after decade of kicking the can down the road and not really putting a lot of money forward as it relates to the needs of the Sewage and Water Board. You will recall, I've said this for almost 8 years now that I've been on air. It'll be 8 years September 1. Actually, my first show was September 11th. I have been saying for that period of time is that, in my humble opinion, the construct has to be that we have to fund and finance the critical services of the city first and foremost. And there needs to be a matrix that's determined by independent third parties of what it takes, the dollars necessary for preventive maintenance, for capital improvements, in order to catch up with this antiquated structure so that we're not dealing with this for another 50 or 60 years. And then we can look at funding and financing other things. And I know that that's going to have an impact on our community. But the fact of the matter is that if we are going to survive here, we cannot continue to try to balance the critical services funding formula against some of our wants, some of our aspirational desires that we have about whatever the social impact that we believe we can deliver. And in most cases, I would suggest to you that we have failed. Because really what happens at the end of the day is that every 8 hours, I mean 8 hours, 8 years, we face these new aspirations of new leadership. There's no way to restrict or constrain the willingness or the desire to go there. I'll give you an example. The whole thing that we're dealing with the Wisner Trust was an access to dollars to be able to fund a not-for-profit quasi-governmental arm or whatever it was going to be, Forward Together New Orleans or whatever it was called, under Mayor LaToya Cantrell. Do you realize 8 years later we're still fighting this fight? We have been in a state of inertia where we should have been getting more dollars because we don't want it to go into the general fund. We want it to be restricted so that the mayor has more control over the spend of these dollars. These are the internal financing friction points that are not unique to the city of New Orleans. But when you're setting the funding priorities, the bastardized approach that we take and have taken for decades will not get us to the promised land. Not now, not ever. And the sooner that we come to this realization, the better off we're going to be. But it has to be something more meaningful and greater than worrying about in our first term getting reelected to our second term. And my suggestion to you is that don't allow it. If they don't deliver in the first term, do not give them a second term. Don't do it. It's the only way that you can send the message as to where this is going to be. All of this influence these insurance rates that you're paying. Flood insurance rates, homeowner rates, auto rates, horrible streets, potholes that never get filled, still trying to figure out how to get a water bill correctly, still trying to figure out how to deliver water. We have power needs for the pumps. We're on an antiquated system. We've made some progress. We're not to the promised land yet. And if you want that to happen in 4 or 6 years, as opposed to 14 or 16 years, these are the things that need to happen. And if anybody tells you that we can walk and chew gum at the same time, call them a liar, because it's not true. Because it's quite evident that we can't. Because we have taken dollars out of this budget and associated it to programs that over the years have delivered little or nothing to the quality of life of the taxpaying citizens of the city of New Orleans. And when I say taxpaying citizens, that includes sales taxes, because everybody pays that. And everybody wants to see a return on their investment. The priority has to be infrastructure. First, all other things second. We will never increase the population in this city with shitty infrastructure. It will not work. Our culture here will overcome some, with capital letters, some deficiencies, but certainly not all, and certainly not the ones that count, because we've seen that. We're living it. This is a lived experience. To give you an example, in a development of Four Seasons, for example, the hotel, that piece of property, the World Trade Center, when they put that back into the stream of commerce, they did so in a fashion to make sure that the dollars didn't go into the general fund, that the mayor would have more control over these dollars. It made and delayed quite frankly, the development of that property as a result thereof, because we ended up with a leasing arrangement and leasing amounts that were very cost prohibitive. We still don't know whether or not that project is ultimately going to make it. For the very reason that we didn't sell the property, put it back into the stream of commerce, because those dollars would have gone to the general fund. We have a lot of other city properties sitting out there. The breadth and depth, for example, of parking lots that we own, as though that's the highest and best use of that property, right? Right now, maybe not the best argument to make and not the best time, granted. But my point is, over the years, we've missed so many opportunities because we feared where the dollars were ultimately going to end up as an elected mayor and whether or not we were going to have the influence to spend that money on what? Our frickin' aspirational things that we wanted to think about instead of, because there's no glitz and glamour in directing these dollars to clean the basins, right? Which is only funded at 50% this year, to make my case. Folks, you have an opportunity to really make a difference this time. Listen long and hard to what these folks are saying. Listen to what they're saying. And if they start coming with these aspirational social programs and to the detriment of funding infrastructure improvement, call them out. Call them out. Call them out during this election process. Because the fact of the matter is, then you, if you are willing to accept that, you're willing to accept another 25 years of substandard infrastructure here. That's basically the message that you're sending to everyone, is that you're perfectly happy with the catch basins only being funded at 50%, not getting cleaned, no, you're not getting the reports on what the progress is. Maybe once every 5 years of cleaning a catch basin, you're okay with that. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know how much water's on your street. I hear the complaints. But if you're happy with once every 5 years and, you know, combined with whatever aspirational things that these individuals have that they hope to fund and finance in some social program out there, have at it. Take it hook, line, and sinker. And you better start getting your SUV jacked up, because that's what you're going to need to do. We'll be right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Right back. Welcome back, folks. Join us during the week, this week, remembering Katrina 20 years later will certainly tug at your heart, but mostly it makes you appreciate the resilience of the people of Greater New Orleans and the Gulf South. All this week, join us as we present WWL 20 years later, the rebirth of one of America's most beloved city. Listen for special news stories plus interviews with Tommy, myself, Scoot, Sports Talk all week long, powered by Entergy on WWL. And we also believe in the power of everywhere, so you can listen to WWL anytime, anywhere. Get the shows that you love, Dave Cohen, Tommy Tucker, myself, Scoot, Sports Talk, and the local content you crave on the Odyssey iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. And we're going to be broadcasting live Friday for the Presbyter in New Orleans. Billy Nungesser is putting on a special panel to talk about the rebirth of the city of New Orleans and where we go over the next 20 years. He's got a great list of guests that will be putting on presentations, and we'll be talking, that is, Tommy, myself, and Scoot. We'll be talking to a number of folks there live on Friday. So check in with us. We'll be right back. Folks, when we return, we'll visit with Mark Earhart, president of the Earhart Group. We'll talk about his experiences and memories from 20 years ago. And on the back half of the 11 o'clock hour, Joe Geruso joins us. We'll be doing city budget talk. The governor joins us at noon, and Guy Williams at 12:30. We'll talk about Chairman Powell's speech and the market reaction, as well as health savings account changes and HUD making changes that may help create additional housing. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.